Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it is another edition of the IOPS podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Jack, let me start off with a question.
Ooh.
Will we ever have a good yo again? is the yo dead? Man, what a bummer of a week. How you doing?
I mean, it is a real struggle right now.
I know.
It's a real struggle. I'm almost like struggling to find the right words to come up with to talk about the current state of the baseball team, because they're in such a weird spot, you know? And I think what annoys me the most is that they didn't choose a path. They chose a path of like least resistance, I guess, in a way, of just, well, this has worked to an extent. And what you see, like the Mets had, here's some truths, right? Like the Mets had more to do this offseason. They made the decision to move on from Alonso and McNeil and Nimmo, and they had to fill out a pitching staff. They had to fill out some of the lineup, and they had more to do. But I think the optics of a team who had a collapse like that, and the optics of they're mad and they're doing something about it versus seeing Dave Dombrowski and listening to Dave Dombrowski in a 35-minute press conference say that we're content with our ball club, and hearing again and again and again that we feel, I know he can't lie, but like, I know he can lie, I guess, but it's just not what anyone wants to hear. And I could come here and say, it's press conference speak. Like, I don't think they're really content. I think they're going to go and surprise us, but I don't believe that. I think that they first off, Bichette wasn't their plan. Bichette fell into their
fell into that, exactly.
That was not their plan. Yeah. Their plan was to re-sign JT.
This was Schwarber. Their plan. This was their plan. The plan was this.
That was it.
This is what they were planning to do.
This was the big offseason,
which is
and Adolis.
Crazy. I keep going back to the first pod we did in the offseason, and you just sitting there saying, well, they're not going to run it back. They can't. Like, just being like, almost like it was like a fact of life.
Yes.
Like, they can't do it. Like, they just won't do that. And they fucking did it. They did it. They did the exact thing. We're like, we can't do this.
Yeah. 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 We even got an F-bomb drop.
I said freaking. That was,
you did not.
Oh,
did not
say freaking. Go back and listen. I said freaking. Go back and listen. It will not be bleeped. I promise you. I said freaking.
All right, listen.
On my life, I said freaking.
We'll determine it after the podcast.
Yes. I feel super confident. I will be vindicated in this.
I
could look like the biggest idiot ever.
Second one of the day.
But no, I did. No. I did not get the CK part out on the last pod.
Okay.
It shows the week I'm having right now.
Nice.
I said pho, which is okay.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Things are going well. It's really summing up. No, but like But and that's what I can't. I just can't believe that they're doing it yet. Like, we're about to go through another year with the 6'5" slapping third baseman. If they just, even if they just got off Bone, like, okay, that's go get Eugenio Suarez. I know he's not the perfect
fit. That was my perfect offseason. Like, that was my move. I was like, go get this guy. Let's hit.
Go get a guy that's going to hit 30 plus tanks behind Bryce, strike out a lot, whatever. But at least in the postseason.
Fits with a bunch of mid 30s guys, you know, just lean in.
At least maybe in the postseason, he could pop one. And Adolis can pop one. And then you might have 230 plus home run guys batting 4-5. Okay, at least that's different. But to just throw our hands up and be like, well, what did you want us to do? We've had to eat this for two off seasons as fans. We've had to eat it. And I think what you're starting to realize almost in a way as we talk our way through this whole thing, because you have a million thoughts running through your head, is that the Phillies are content with being good. They're not interested in being great. Like they are fine with bringing these guys back because they know they're pretty good. They know that they'll should win 90 plus games. They know that the ballpark's going to be filled on every single night, but they're not interested in taking risks to try to be great. And that's what is so annoying. The Mets are taking risks on the chance of being great. Now, financially, they can do some things.
They have more leeway, so to speak, than the Phillies.
The Phillies can't right now. I mean, I know that I think we should talk about the I think I have to change their policy on the short-term AAV opt-out thing. Sure. I think they would, given the right circumstance. I don't think they can do it right now, just where they are luxury tax-wise. Bichette would have cost them $100 million. So it would have been the $42 million and then the tax on top of that, equaling basically around $100 million for one player. Can't do that right now. When JT or when Taiwan's off the books and Castellanos is off the books and this next offseason, when they do, maybe they can get into something like that. But right now they can't. So that's what keeps hitting me, you know, in the face almost, is I am frustrated with the word of the century now that might be his if we don't moment, yeah, which is we're content with where we are. And I would love to say I don't believe him, but I do believe him.
I believe him.
Because that's what their actions have showed really since they lost to the Diamondbacks.
Well, and also let's take it a step further in terms of just believing what he's saying. Like, they have been incredibly tone deaf this entire time. Like, multiple off seasons in a row now, they have thought the fan base would appreciate one thing when we wanted the exact other. Like, their read on the fan base through multiple press conferences, through the moves they've made, through, you know, selling Bichette to the city and not putting any sort of pushback, like, oh, maybe we won't get him. And then when you don't, being
light,
like, oh,
pushback,
we'll bring you JT. Good. Here you go. Congrats. Like, I believe it because I don't think they're savvy right now. Like, I don't think they are reading situations correctly. And to your point about, I do think they are content being good. You know, they're content just, you know, competing, and you never know. You know,
I can't take it. I can't take the what they say to the media or what they leak out to media members about, well, we were close to beating the Dodgers. And
how about people forget we signed Schwartz?
I know.
Like,
I know.
Seriously?
I know.
Are you really saying that to us? Yeah, we don't forget. You're bringing back the same team. How can we forget? All the guys are back, except you lost Ranger. You're worse. That's the thing that drives me crazy. They got worse this offseason. And I get it. I get that the Dodgers got better, unbelievably, you know, okay. But the gap widens even more. You got worse. They got better.
Well, it's baseball. Anything can happen. And that's
their strategy.
That's their strategy.
You never know.
We just got to keep taking.
Sweet, dude.
We just got to keep taking bites at the apple. This team has no shot. I mean, they have no shot.
I agree with you. I said 2% chance to win the World Series on the air yesterday, and DeCamera thought I was crazy. I thought it was the craziest thing he'd ever heard. I was like, honestly, it might be high.
And listen, I hope that this gets clipped and we look like the biggest.
Please. Oh my God, there's nothing I want more in life. Prove me an idiot.
It's just, you got a lot of great years out of guys last year. And it's the same team except a year older. I mean,
and more question marks. Like Zach Wheeler, we have no idea.
Total
question mark.
We have
no idea what that guy's going to come back and be. You know, and he's such an important part of this whole thing. Bryce Harper, like, I'm psyched he's motivating a lot. We have no idea what we're going to get from Harper. Like, you could look around the diamond, like, and say, question mark, question mark, question mark. And they're older. Another, like, it's
And they're telling you they believe they're a bat short because they were in at 7,200 on Bobichet.
Exactly. And that's then, the thing too. And then, and not just that, I mean, just from a pure like, you know, media as a PR or as a team thing, like then Dombrowski comes in and says it was a gut punch that we lost him. Like, but we got JT. Like, it's just, I know. It's crazy. It's like for someone who is very accomplished and has talked to the media a lot, you know, over the last 40 years, over the last 50 years of talking to the media, like, and who seems so comfortable at it. I am shocked at how many missteps Dave Dombrowski has had this offseason, just this offseason.
My one fear with, well, I've had this fear for a little bit, but I do have a fear of the sport passing Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, I think that's where, like, that's my concern right now, is that the sport is passed.
It's my biggest concern.
Watch a guy like David Stearns up there and what he's doing. Like, he's running circles around Dombrowski right now.
And we're sitting here with dead weight in Nola, I believe, is now dead weight.
Big Taiwan. Oh, but at least he's going to pitch for Italy. So well, and sweet.
That's I was going to bring it up later. It's such a joke. You have no connection to Italy. You just had a 6 ERA last
yes!
year. You were hurt all last year. What are you going and pitching for? For what purpose? You have no chance of winning the World
Baseball
Classic.
Exactly. What are you doing? Why? You just want to be part of it? Oh, you want to go to Italy? Like the WBC and play? Like,
has he even been to Italy?
No.
Once in his
entire.
Who knows? Like, it's so. But it kind of checks out the entire offseason, yep. which is a bit tone deaf. What are you pitching for Team Italy for?
It's crazy.
What are you pitching, like, just hey, how about we're paying you 5 years left on a $172 million yeah. contract? You were horrible last year. For what sense of what are you talking about? Yeah. Why are you playing for Team Italy?
Worry about the Phillies.
It's crazy.
Worry about the Phillies. What are you doing?
It's crazy. But they all seem distracted.
I know. That Bryce can't wait to go play for USA and this. And they got Lizardo. And it's because of money, but whatever. He's the only one who's like, I'm not playing. I gotta get ready for the season. Even say, the guy.
I don't want Sanchi pitching, and I love Chris Sanchez.
I hate that Sanchez pitching. Now, to be fair with Sanchi, it feels like Sanchi got forced into it. It did seem like Sanchez didn't want to do it. And they were like, "You've got to do it," you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't like it though.
Pitcher, I don't really want doing it.
Agree. I do not want a single pitcher pitching.
Now they're gonna have limitations on how much they can throw and stuff like that.
I don't care,
but I don't. It doesn't matter. Nah. The Nola thing.
And look, after ridiculous. The Turner thing, like, I don't love that my offensive guys are in it too. I mean, that was Turner was. We all remember that, right? Captain America, Trey was great, and then comes here and stinks to start the year. Like, I'm not saying it's 1-1, but I'm saying I'd prefer they didn't play in the WC and they just got ready for the regular season, personally.
Yeah, but on the Dombrowski point, you see what Stearns has done up there, and obviously Stearns is Stearns, right? And Friedman's Friedman.
Yeah, they're some elite guys.
And they're the best of the best. And I think Dombrowski has done a good job here. I think
particularly like we always talk about in terms of building the organization up, in terms of like the front, like what he's done with the front office, in terms of what he's done with drafting and developing the Barbers, the Mattinglys, like that type. I think Dave deserves a lot of credit for kind of setting this organization on a better track than it was on before.
And I think he's turned them into a big boy organization.
Exactly.
But I think that we might be reaching the end of that.
I agree.
Because
I just think his feel for the league is not what it was.
Well, look at every offseason. They've been like, you know what? We're going to trade Bohm.
Yeah,
obviously. And then Bohm's going to probably be here again.
Yeah, well,
you can't You can't just do that. The Castellanos, they've telegraphed all offseason. We're probably just going to cut him. So it's like teams are going to be like, oh, totally. Great. Let me go trade something of value.
If you look at like the real big hits that he's had, it's, you know, big signings. Like, he hasn't really. I mean, it's that the Alvarado trade was a nice trade. You know, the Lizardo trade was his best move, you know. But like outside of that, you know, Duran trade looks nice. But
he's
like
been able to spend the owner's money.
one good deadline this past deadline. But like for the most part, you know, on the sum of moves, he's had way more misses than hits.
Well, and I think the thing that has me concerned about the league passing him by the most is really the trade stuff, because I think I refuse to believe that Dombrowski thinks that he should keep doing this, and I think he also doesn't know what current trade values are like. They haven't made, again, the Lizardo trade was creative, but they haven't made one creative trade. Like, what have they done since they signed Trey?
Have you noticed the deadline thing too, where each of the deadlines, each of them, he's traded with the same team? He's made multiple trades with the Twins. He's made multiple trades with the Angels. It almost seems like he gets locked in. Yes, he almost gets locked in. The Pirates, they almost had the two trades. Like, it feels like he's like locked in on GM. He's like, all right, I'm just going to talk to you and we're going to do this. Or you, like, it doesn't feel like that wide net is being cast. And there's all these offers and all these things. It feels like, all right, he gets locked in on something. He's like, well, let's make a deal. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's the...
That is weird, right? Making multiple deadlines to make two separate trades with the same team, like... That's weird. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to, because right? White Sox, Tigers, Lorenzen, well,
and Twins twice.
I know. I'm thinking like the other ones that there's.
Yeah, he made it. The Marlins was only once. The Tigers won, you know, with the Vierling trade and all that. Like, but like.
Well, Vierling, and then the next year. Was
yeah, Lorenzen, and then the next year. You're right. But it is weird, right? Like, sure. Where it's kind of gets hones in on these things and the Angels. All right, let's trade with the Angels and that's it.
Well, but even some of the trades, it's like they're so. And he gets praised around the game by older school baseball games.
Wants. Yeah, yeah.
But older baseball people are like, that's just a good old fashioned baseball trade of Eduardo Tait for Joan Duran, yeah, essentially, yeah. And Mick Abel. It's like, I get it, but some of these other teams are doing super under the rate. I don't know. I look at how the Mets in like 3 years have turned into they have the best farm system in baseball. They're now number six after the trade last night.
Wow, really?
Yeah. They signed now. Francisco Renteria is coming, but the Mets got the number one guy in the class. Right. And now they're making super aggressive moves while moving on from their old core.
They also signed Juan Soto last offseason, like, you know, gave $765 million. Like, they'll throw that in too, you know?
Yeah, and they took a shot on Luis Robert, yeah. RIP. I guess we won't have a deadline for the third straight year of they should trade and give a shot on Luis Robert.
That's a smart shot for them to take.
Of course. He's going to value like eighth for them.
I mean, even if he's just a great center fielder for them, he's valuable for the team. Yeah. Well,
someone tried to say that. So, it's a really tough time. It's a really tough time where they're still pretty good.
That's the thing, Jack. It almost like, and that's why I really need to think about this. But I think if you had told me coming into the offseason, this is what the offseason will be, I might have blown it up.
Well,
if given those two options. And I know that I'm not sure that I would do that. I really need to think about it and like really take stock of it. But like, I don't think they're winning World Series with this group this way. So if you're not going to change, like, it's almost like, all right, well, let's freaking build for the future then. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I would have done it, but I'd think about it.
And on that point, what are you so afraid of with Boehm? You're not paying him. You're not paying him after next year. Why are we still so, can't even think, like,
I know.
It irks me. Now, I would have re-signed Schwarber no matter what, even if you want to do a little bit of a reset.
Sure.
But they didn't do anything. No. They're, again, to the overall message of they're okay being good versus wanting to be great. Re-sign Schwarber and then get alternative plans somewhere else, or even put some of the prospects on the table and go get another real-ish type piece. Like, yeah. They just went straight down the middle. They went straight down the middle. And then I was thinking about this too on my drive in was, okay, had the Bichette rumors never happened, would I feel this way? Because
so I thought about that. Yes, damn well, our guy Buzz asked me that exact question.
Would we feel this way?
And I said, yes.
I think I would still feel the same way.
I know I would. Yes, because this is what I didn't want. We talked about it. I said, don't do this.
The exact opposite.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite. It is. They had two paths, and they chose the most boring, right down the middle, no risk. And they live in, I worry about they live in fear of 12 through 18, but they might be heading towards 12 again. I mean, this year might be like 2012.
Oh, yeah, absolutely good. And then you've got all these 30-plus-year-olds making a lot of money, and you're right. Like, they are potentially heading down that path again.
And I feel more confident, though.
I think they're better this year than they were in 12.
100%.
And again, and the Wheeler thing is a question mark and all, but I think they're better.
Yeah. And they don't have Ryan Howard coming off a torn Achilles. That's a big one. But also, prospect-wise, I think they're in a much healthier spot.
Way healthier.
So they're healthier from that standpoint. And again, I'm fine with Crawford playing and Painter being up here. And
well, that's the point. At a certain point, it's like, you know what? Maybe it's smarter to just play these young guys. That would be part of the reset if I were doing it that way, you know, where you...
They win 84 games and the kids play all the time and they're all up here. And
it'd be more fun, I'll tell you that much, than winning 90 and losing in the first round of the playoffs or whatever.
Yeah.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full-body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, there's a lot on my mind. There's a lot on all of our minds, and maybe it's starting to kind of, you know, smack us in the face of the reality with where this baseball. Like, I don't want to hear anymore about how they have like the best odds to win the division.
Oh, and I'm so tired of it.
Because
they're one of the best teams in baseball. Like, I don't want to hear that.
I know.
You know.
When I feel I'm stuck between. Am I not appreciating having a good baseball team enough versus, you know, being frustrated that they're probably not going to win the World Series?
So DeCamera will say this, Everett Carr say it, and they're dead right in that, like, I do understand that the vast majority of my life I've had bad Phillies baseball. You know, I know what it's like to go through long periods of time without a chance, and that does suck more. Like, I get it, but I also think you have to look at a team and in an era and a moment or whatever with the right perspective in that this Phillies team has raised the bar for itself. Like they are I get it overall in the history of my life. Yes. They're one of the better Phillies teams and making the playoffs matters.
Team of all time.
Right. But you know what? At the end of the day for this group of guys in this moment, they have changed the bar. The bar is now winning the World Series. Like that's what is expected. And that is what we need from them. So it's like, I get it, and I don't disagree that on the whole, like, we should be appreciative of having a competitive team, but I also think that when you've been competitive for a few years, like, the standard changes, and it has to change. The point is to win at the end of the day. Like, I'm good with making the playoffs over not making it, but at a certain point, you can only do the same thing over and over and over again without it changing the way you look at it.
Well, and it turns into a hope thing. I mean, I feel like the fan base, and I can't believe, I'm here, but like heading into the year, it's almost to the point of what's the point?
Oh yeah. Well, we talked about this last year a bit where it's like, this is the concern that they could head in a Sixers ish type of path. They're there this year. Like we'll see what happens again. If they start 30-8 or something, you know, if they're like the 84 Tigers to start the season or whatever.
The 84 Tigers poll. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
They were like 35-3 or something to start the year like that.
Really? Who was on that? Was that Cecil Fielder?
Kirk Gibson, Jack Morris, Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker. Yeah, that was a great team.
Yeah.
But I want to say 35-3, something like that. Some insane start to the year. They've done that before.
But not the Phillies. They haven't gone third.
No, what I mean? Like, I think that's my point is I think it has to be something like that to get people really excited. I think that people are excited for opening day, and I think people are going to say, wait for the playoffs. Yeah. And even then, I think when the playoffs start, I think there's certainly not going to be that juice until they like win a couple rounds or something. You know?
They win a round. I think people are juiced. I think they're like, all right, here we go.
Sure.
But I just, even the team,
boring. It's just boring.
I listened to the whole JT presser. And I could be wrong, but I don't even know if I heard JT say, listen, I'm excited to be back and help this team win a World Series.
No, he didn't.
I didn't hear it.
He said he's excited to be back. He said this is where we always wanted to be and all that. Of course. But I did not hear, like, let's go win a World Series.
It was such a the vibe of the presser was so weird because usually that's a celebratory. We got JT back.
Well, because everyone knows because they telegraphed it to the world. Yeah. We didn't want you because we could have gotten that guy, but you know what? We didn't get that guy. So we love you.
It's come like, on back.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, of course it's going to be a weird vibe.
I did appreciate that JT said he's going to be at the facility that afternoon, you know? Sure. So, and he'll get over it. And
I don't care how he feels. He got 3 years, $45 million. Like, he's
still
the
second highest paid catcher in baseball.
He's set. Honestly, I think you should be ecstatic with the way this played out. He doesn't get that money, most likely, if it doesn't play out this way. So, like, yeah, I think JT he'll get over it real fast. I think the bigger issue is just the way the fan base sees it and the way you've kind of, you know, as an organization, have just bungled it all. So publicly bungled it.
I mean, two straight off seasons. And Boehm, he put up with it pretty well last year, but... I mean, another year of, hey, we're definitely going to move you.
I think the thing with Boehm is you just hope, like, all right, like, free agent push. It's exactly. Like, all I got. You know, it's like, hey, this contract year, hope for the best, you know?
Contract year, 20 dingers. Come on, man.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, Boehmer. You know, let's pull the ball in the air a little bit, kid.
11 last year. 11.
Stuff to look at.
It's again, we looked it up. We did the thing. He is one of the tallest. Like, his home runs per height and size is like one of the worst in the history of the sport.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah. Nola's 6 ERA and Boehm only having 11 home runs last year. Two that kind of erased from the brain.
Yeah.
Erased from the brain. Yeah. So maybe they'll surprise us.
Yeah. Well, look, I will say, I think, you know, they do have the low expectations thing going somehow all of a sudden, which even though their expectations are to win the World Series, I think everyone's kind of just like, I don't care right now. So like, it's taking away from that, I guess. The pressure is a little off.
Oh, listen, we love taking the pressure out of the field.
We don't got Nick Castellanos here being like, you guys hate us anyway. Yeah. Go out and prove you wrong.
Yeah.
You want us to lose.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe you really handled the Nick thing well too, huh?
Oh, dynamite! Really? I might say,
why would anyone give you a dollar for him? Crazy.
Well, did you see the video? Well, I'm sure you did because you're not on Instagram.
No,
but Jess Castellanos was videotaping Casty in the lab.
No,
the other night. Like, you want to know what he was working on?
First base,
ground balls at first base. Tagging the base, throwing a second, you know, and
reported.
The Phillies clipped it, probably sent it to everyone. Hey, Casty, willing to play first.
Sizzle reel.
Yeah.
Willing. Can we get John Hamm to narrate it?
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing?
Look at the side. Look at how he moves side to side.
Oh, he's a natural at first base. So
people don't know, he used to be a third baseman. Those skills will translate really well to first.
Yeah. He's been in right field for multiple years. It is. Yeah. It's a whole cluster. It's a whole cluster down there right now. So good times.
I appreciate the energy you've come in with today. I thought you would be more positive.
Really? Yeah, no.
I appreciate you. Not that you'd be more positive. You are much better talking yourself into things than I am.
Yeah.
You just are. But I'm happy because I thought we were going to be bad a little bit. We are same energy.
We're
on the same page.
I got no talking myself into it. I really don't. I
should say something to the freaking Phillies, all right? Like, when you've beaten it out of Jack, like... Yeah. Come on, guys.
I've been walking around my house morose.
I know.
Everyone's asking me what's going on. It's like, well, the Mets just traded for Freddie Peralta.
Which, by the way,
the Brewers are building, not to make this a Brewers podcast, but they are building a sick crop of prospects.
Of course they
are. I mean, Churio, Jet Williams, Cooper Pratt, Jesus Maid. They have, on top of that, they have a sick, they know how to develop pitchers, whatever. The Brewers are sick. The Brewers are sick. And I just want to, this is going to be a throwback to about 2018, 2019. I just want a stupidly sick front office that's smart. I want a smart front office again.
We're back to a race pod. Are we a race pod?
We're kind of back to oh my gosh, they're so old school.
What's Eric Neander up to?
What are they doing? I mean, I'm already ready. Listen, I'm ready for the Preston era. Yeah, I'm ready for the Preston era. And the other thing, you know, Ochard is leading the Red Sox minor league hitters.
Right.
Jagers is their pitching guy up there. Rangers are Red Sox. It's just, by the way, it's
Ron Harris. So I was going to go, like, how do we feel about this? So for those who didn't see it, at his introductory press conference, a Boston reporter asked Ranger how he pronounces his name. And Ranger said, it's Ron Hare.
Yeah.
And then you can call him Ranger if you like, but his name is Ron Hare.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
It's like when Freddie Galvis was Freddie Galvis for a
it's
month.
It's like Dario Saric Saric.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Well, he's going to be Ranger.
Oh, he's always Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but like, I do feel a little bad that like he didn't feel comfortable telling us this whole thing. He could have told us Range or Ron Hare.
Yeah. Mr. Ranger.
I mean, Ranger's it sounds cooler than Rondo.
It's awesome. It really did hurt though. Like, he's at the Celtics game. He looks so happy.
I know. Well, he's got $130 million. Yeah. I'm sure he's stoked.
I'm sure he's thrilled.
What a thrill.
I'm sure he's thrilled. So, dude, good for Ranger. I'm really
good Ranger. And you know what? Like, Philly's got worse.
Yeah. Rotation wise, probably, but also you have to give Painter a shot.
Painter and Wheeler are wild cards. We don't know.
I think the bullpen's better, personally.
It might be.
And then
I don't know. You did move Strom out, like, you know.
Dude, yeah. See, you gotta watch big game, Brad.
Oh, I'm excited. Brad Keller is, but might be the single most exciting thing they did this offseason.
Yeah, you know? Well,
I'm in on Brad.
Most out of nowhere.
In on Brad.
So it's not that I think that they might be worse. My reason why I think they might be worse is not about the. It's about the guys who had great years last year regressing. Schwarber's not hitting 56 again.
No.
Is Trey six-win player again?
Is he going to lead the league in batting? Probably not.
Six-win player. So Trey, top five MVP guy. Schwarber, top five MVP guy.
Sanchez, second in Cy Young.
Yeah.
I think that's the most repeatable probably, but.
I think Sanchez finishes top five in Cy Young again. You know, JT's already declining last year, but at least he had that 2 months in the middle where he was great. Harper, if you get the bump, you know, the not elite bump. What if he wore a shirt with Dombrowski on it and said not elite ? Do you think that would go over well?
Let's put it this way. Right now.
Do you think that would go well?
It's a great fight. He should. That'd be hilarious.
Could you imagine Dombrowski's face with not elite?
It would be one of the funnier things. It would be really bad.
One of the worst things an athlete could do.
It'd be really bad. It'd be overall really bad, but I'm just talking in terms of like it'd be clever, you know, it'd be a clever thing to do for me. Wow, that was a really clever thing to do, but I agree, it'd be horrible. But I know, you know what I mean? I'm just saying it's funny. I'm just trying to say it's funny and clever.
And we're on the fourth year of maybe this is the year Bone puts it together. Maybe this is the year Scott hits 280. Maybe this is the year that so I'm so stuck with Marsh because I think he's underrated by the fan base.
He is.
But I also don't think he's great.
And I think he's one of those guys who's just his skills don't translate to the postseason as well as the regular season, and that's a problem.
With striking out a lot and
Yeah.
And then there's Crawford in center field.
Hey. Can he play center field? We'll find out.
Well, and that's the thing. As it's currently constructed, 162 of Crawford in center and 162 of Marsh in left with maybe Kemp and will they sign
Kemp. They find it to mention Otto Kemp at every freaking press. Hey, don't worry, guys. We got Otto Kemp. Everything's going to be fine.
Which is fine.
I like Otto Kemp, but I think they're doing Otto Kemp a disservice. They are making this fan base be like, well, at least we got Otto Kemp. Like, put a lot of pressure on Otto Kemp here.
They are. Right? But I still would trade Bowman, Sark Kemp at third base.
Sure.
Just for bleep's sake. Whatever. At least you can hit 20 home runs.
I don't want to see Alec Bowman play baseball.
I'm pretty over it.
Yeah, I'm done. It's not fun. He's not fun to watch play baseball.
Yeah. He had 287 last year.
I know he did. Yeah. Yeah. He's a good hitter. I hate him.
Nice.
No, I don't hate him. I hate having him on my team. That's not fair. I don't have him. He's a fine person, I suppose. I just am so tired of watching. Like, he is not. I'm a big sports, you're supposed to be fun guy. Alec Bohm on my team is not fun.
Yeah, he does. He's not. He takes the joy away from the game.
Sucks some of the joy out of it.
No, he does. Yeah. He does.
Like, that thing with Schwarber, it's like, you know, was it smart? Was it not? Like, I think it was smart. I think that contract for him, I think he aged well. We've talked about the quick risk. But, like, at least I'm going to enjoy watching Kyle Schwarber hit.
Yes.
Like, I can't wait to watch that guy launch balls. Like, at least I get that.
You could retool on the fly while also bringing back Kyle Schwarber. It's not a disaster contract.
I agree.
It's the going rate. He's a great player in baseball. 17, by the way, on the MLB top 100.
Was he really?
Yeah,
wow,
17.
Good.
I did do fake news last time when I talked about Harper. It was 12.
Yeah.
He's ended up 32.
Okay. I mean, that's probably right. It's the right, you know, spot for him.
Yeah.
All right.
But this is I think we're the only podcast probably talking this way in the Phillies uniform universe.
Well, you think that other podcasts are happy with the team?
Well, I think they're like, oh, listen, they are 90 plus one baseball.
Is that really happening?
It kind of feels that way.
Really? You know? Do people want that?
I don't know. I mean,
I wouldn't.
It's gonna be listen, we'll be here. It's 162. Hey. It's like I can't stand the people that are like, you should just give up on him. No.
Well, no, I'm gonna watch every game. I can't wait for baseball. Like, I'm really baseball. I'm so excited for baseball.
I'm more excited for minor league baseball than the Phillies.
That jives.
Yeah. No, I can't wait.
I'm more excited for fantasy baseball. No.
I can't wait for fantasy
baseball.
I'm pretty excited. I can't wait for fantasy. Although everyone in my leagues now is like,
too good.
No, it's just they take it a little too seriously in the offseason. They're making offseason trades of our guys. And
no,
I'm like,
I can't do that. I check out.
Do you guys have jobs and kids?
Right.
And
what's going on with you?
How do you have time for all this?
That's right.
Trying to make rules and stuff.
Nonsense. Come
on, take it down.
Yeah, I'm in a league like that where it's a 16-team dynasty league where it's like, commissioner's great. He's awesome. But like, he is too great. It's like there's email chains for everything, for this rule change, for this. He does this like big like draft order, and like it's like videos on, and like he really puts time into it, and I appreciate that. But like, I don't have time for that, man.
I know.
This is just a league that I do during the season, and otherwise I'm checking out. Okay.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun, avoid it, reapply constantly, cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I know. All
right.
I know.
It's like take bag time.
Yeah, I only have
I figured it can't be a huge bag.
No. Congratulations to Andrew Jones and Carlos Beltran.
Deserved. Yeah. I think both are Hall of Famers. I think Andrew Jones particularly feels like a Hall of Famer to me of the two. Beltran, the playoff stuff. I think they're both Hall of Famers.
I thought Beltran was a lock.
Yeah, so I thought they were both. I thought they both should be in. I thought Beltran was more likely to get in. But, I mean, I think Jones' defense gets... I mean, he's the best center fielder I've ever seen, probably.
10-time Gold Glover.
He's probably the best center fielder I've ever seen in my life.
A 10-time Gold Glover that had 434 home runs as a center fielder.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
And his 8-year peak, like, what, 96 to 90... Wait, no, actually, might be long. Whatever. From like 96 to 07 or something, 96 to 2006, he averaged 35 home runs a year as a center fielder.
Great player, man.
Great player. Yeah. Great player.
And Beltran, obviously. And Beltran had the playoff stuff and all that.
I'm in on valuing the peaks over longevity.
That's my whole thing. Chase. Shout out to Chase.
Yeah, Chase is probably going to get in next year.
Next year, buddy.
Yeah, true. High hopes.
What do we have to do?
Let's do it. So, yeah, I can't wait for the Otley Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, buddy, it's going to be
it's going to be special.
Does he take a shot at the Mets in his speech? He has to. Right?
Has to. Yeah. Has to. A good first year for Hamels, up to 23%.
23%. I was surprised by that. It's very good.
Yep.
His case is when you like step back and look at it, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but his case is better than I thought it was. Like when you look at his numbers are better than I thought they were.
Dude. Yeah.
Not Hall of Famer.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
No, but my point is just more, it's a better case than I thought it was.
Angelina had some staff for me yesterday that Andrew Jones and Beltran, you know, before this class, there had been two center fielders elected to the Hall of Fame since it debuted after 1952. And it was...
What?
It was Kirby Puckett and Ken Griffey.
Wow.
Yeah. Until this one.
That's stunning.
Yeah. I was shocked.
I am floored by this. Like, I'm like...
Only two.
Oh. Wow.
I know.
Because, I mean, like, you know, you said Mantle, Mays, and all those guys before, so many. Wow. I know.
Debuted early. So,
all right.
Interesting stuff. And then, real quick, I want to give you a rundown of, do you see next year's class, first time on the ballot.
Like, I saw it was like Buster Posey. And so then like, so, it's no one.
All right. Arrieta, Jay Bruce.
Philly legend, Arrieta. Oh, two back-to-back Philly legends. How about that?
Three, Estrubel Cabrera.
Oh, my God.
Starlin Castro.
Wow, this is unbelievable.
Wade Davis.
Starlin Castro, one of those guys who's got a lot more hits than you think.
Oh, yeah. He's almost on his way to 300,
yeah.
3,000.
Yeah.
Dexter Fowler.
Jeez Louise. Really?
Todd Frazier.
So I've owned every single one of these guys in fantasy. Every single one.
Brett Gardner.
Yep.
J.A. Happ.
Wow.
Scott Kazmir. Lester?
Oh, Lester's interesting. I mean, he's not a fan, but he's got an interesting career.
200 wins.
Yeah. And look, what one
three-time World Series.
Cubs and Red Sox. I mean, yeah. That's pretty big, you know.
I think Lester's a Hall of Famer.
I don't know that he
not
is,
first ballot.
Yeah,
not
I think Lester's the best name you've read.
Lester or Hamels?
Lester.
Okay. Andrew Miller. I would put Andrew Miller in.
So you and I are Andrew Miller devotees.
Revolutionizing.
He changed the game. The guy changed. Him and Francona should get in together as like a tandem duo.
Mitch Moreland.
Oh my God. Why is he even on the ballot? Mitch Moreland? Do they have to put someone on the ballot if they played a certain amount of time?
I think 10 years service time.
You automatically get on?
I think it's 10 and maybe an all-star appearance.
Wow. Mitch Moreland played 10 years. Wow.
Oh, yeah. He was
I know he's a Rocky and a Mariner. He's all over the place, but
I think he was the first baseman on the 18 Red Sox, Mitch Moreland.
Was he?
Steve Pierce.
Well, Pierce was
but during earlier.
But I think earlier is Mitch Moreland.
Mitch Moreland owned him many times in fantasy too.
And then Posey, Locke.
Posey's a lot.
Irvin Santana.
Lover. Bigger.
Kyle Seager.
This is an unbelievable list of names.
Joaquin Soria.
Love it. He doesn't like it anymore, but the Mexicutioner, an all-time great nickname.
Ryan Zimmerman,
classic.
And then Jordan Zimmerman.
Ryan Zimmerman, the Nationals Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I thought Ryan Zimmerman was way closer to being a Hall of Famer.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's not.
Dude, only 284
home
runs.
Yeah, he's nowhere close. Yeah.
But like,
he's
David Wright has a better Hall of Fame case than
Zimmerman. David Wright has an interesting case. I wouldn't put him in, but David Wright, if we're talking peak, David Wright was pretty damn good for Wright. Yeah.
If Utley gets in, Wright has
Wright is a really good case if Utley gets in. I agree. It's a very similar type of case, right?
Yep. So that's next. It's so funny now because I remember all of these guys.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird.
Welcome, buddy. Weird. Welcome to my world.
It's good. It's good.
It's fun.
We're gonna have real takes on these guys.
Again, like I own all of them, man. You know, 100%. Yeah.
So I think I own last year of Ryan Zimmerman.
I know. I mean Big Irv. That guy was on and off.
Irvin Santana, a waiver wire legend.
Loved Big Irv.
Waiver wire legends.
Waiver wire legends are a really good way to
Can't wait for baseball.
Yeah. I'm really excited for baseball. I am. I can't wait. I just wish everyone were excited about our team.
And let me put this out there, too. There's not going to be a lockout. There's not going to be a lockout.
This is a bold take. Okay.
They're either going to extend the CBA or they're going to delay it a little bit. But there's going to be games in 2027.
I think they'll find a way. I think it's too big a money cash cow to, you know. I will say, though, I mean, like, did you see? I mean, you saw what do you know how much money Kyle Tucker is making this year?
It's the $1 million thing.
$1 million?
Yeah, but he's got $64 million signing bonus?
The point is they're going to change this. Like, no matter what, you're not going to be able to do what the Dodgers are doing.
Yeah, that's the big thing that they'll try to iron out. There's not going to be a cap. There's
not going to
be a floor.
Of course there's not going to be a cap. The players will strike for the rest of time before there's a cap.
I don't have a fear of no baseball in 27. Good. There's going to be play. There's going to be baseball.
I'm a little afraid, but I'm with you. I think they'll work it out more than a lot of people think it's like going to happen. So
yeah, I think that's fear mongering.
Look at you.
It's not like we fear mongered on this program at
no,
all.
No,
not today.
Not fear mongers.
Not today.
Sadness mongers.
Well, yeah. I mean, Luis Robert and Freddy Peralta in back-to-back days is a tough one. On top of the Bichette press conference was hilarious.
Oh my God! How about Bo Bichette being like, I obviously want to get the Mets all the time, right?
Well, no, but then he
really
Did you see the one with Heyman where Heyman said, "Is it fair to view this as a one-year deal?" And he looked at his agent, and his agent started talking because he didn't say anything.
No way.
Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome. Yep. It's obviously a one-year deal. I mean, we all know. I mean, unless he gets hurt or something, you know?
Yeah. And there's something in it where they could pay him $5 million to just automatically opt in or something. I don't know. Either way, it's still an embarrassing contract. But
yeah,
regardless, could have been a fill.
Gut punch.
Yeah, yeah. They let JT go halfway through the press conference, which is hilarious because they knew the press was going to be about Bo Bichette. He's gonna get booed. I know he is.
Oh, he's gonna get booed.
But like at the same time, everyone would have signed that contract.
Oh, I don't blame him that much. No,
crazy.
It's all time great contract for a player.
It's maybe the most player friendly deal of all time.
Maybe it's in the discussion for sure. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So
fun times.
A cathartic podcast. Got a lot on my mind. It's been a tough couple days. Just keep putting a brave face on and really talking myself into Eugenio Suarez, which is not the most positive timeline.
I think, you know, 2031 fills, man.
I told everyone.
Yep.
Start getting ready. I'm maybe excited. Even 2028. Well, but no, we are. God, this sucks.
I know.
God, this sucks.
There's a pod title potentially.
Yeah. Dude, it really sucks. God, man.
This sucks.
It sucks. It's not even like this is boring. This sucks.
Yeah, you're right. That's the change. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, fun times. What can you do?
Keep
pressing for GM.
We're gonna keep podding through it, buddy. Yeah, keep pressing the job already.
Yeah, we're gonna be podding till they're never gonna whatever. They're never gonna win a World Series. As long as this podcast exists. That's my luck.
Okay. You know, might get people telling us to stop the pod if you say it that way, you know?
I know. You get your little football podcast with two Super Bowls in 4 years.
I know. It's been tough. I'm dying.
And I got this little twerp Elliot.
I know. It left the room. We did pies, so I guess, to throw Phillies takes so at us. Happy. Like, shut up.
We get it. You're thrilled.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go talk about the OC.
We'll be back at some point. I can't wait. I will say this. It was cathartic. I did have it. This helped me. I was really mad this morning. I feel better now.
Yeah.
I told Tucker, and you were on my level. I was like, I hope Jack's right for me yelled him today. Cause I was like, I'm in a bad mood about this. And you came in and you brought it. So thank you.
One member of this podcast thought we were skipping this week.
I did.
Not skipping.
No.
There's no skips.
No skips. So we'll be back next week. Until then, here's Ritz and Seltzer.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.